Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Beware of boasting. Jesus had just healed the sick people that were brought to him, and then we read, "So the crowd was astonished as they saw those who were unable to speak talking, those with impaired limbs restored, those who were limping walking around, and those who were blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel." Matthew chapter 15, verse 31. Before Jesus ascended back into heaven, he told his followers that they would do the same things he had done, including preaching the gospel and healing the sick. The focal point is still to be the same as it was while Jesus was on earth. They glorified God. We would laugh if an axe boasted about the tree he had cut down. We all know that the power came from the lumberjack. It was the lumberjack who chose the axe, sharpened the axe, and skillfully used the axe to chop down the large tree. The felled tree is a testament to the lumberjack's strength. In the same way, God may use one of us as his instrument to display his power. If the blind receive their sight, the lame can walk, and the lost find Jesus as their Savior, we would laugh if the one who prayed or preached boasted about his ability that brought about these miracles. These changed lives are a testament to the power and wisdom that flows from God. The one who prays or preaches is merely the instrument that was used by him. God may pick up that person again and again, or he may lean him against the wall after one use. God determines the best instrument to use for his glory. In fact, God himself says, "Does the axe raise itself above the person who swings it, or the saw boast against the one who uses it?" Isaiah chapter 10, verse 15. And, "Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches. But let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me." Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Be careful if you find yourself thinking, "Look what I have done," and let your heart quickly change that to, "Look what my merciful God has been pleased to do through me." It's not about our glory. It's all about God's glory. Sola Deo Gloria.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.